11:34, 3CS, it is The Run Home, and Lippy, every single Thursday we do chat with the Chamber of Commerce, and we've got the CEO of the Colac Chamber of Commerce, Georgia Theodoros, on the line. Georgia, of course, you're at the opening night of Red Door last night. How did you find it? Was that your first Red Door production you've been to?
It was, and I've been walking around the house singing, give me a man after midnight, and my partner's been going, can you just stop?
Yes. How good was it last night, though, for such a small community in a small town? They bat well above their average.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, just over in the last few days, I've been on Win Ballarat, we've been in the Herald, we've been in, you know, all these different, you know, media publications, and on Mix, obviously, and 3CS as well, just talking about the brilliant and amazing community that we have. You know, and obviously, Red Door, another brilliant business that's just, you know, producing some stunning stuff, and another reason why, you know, we're, I think, one of the best regions, you know, within Victoria, if not Australia,
yes,
I will call it.
Absolutely. Now, you did mention that little word there, small business, and you like to get out and about and attend various small businesses. So where can we find you today?
We are in the stunning beach forest at ArtReach Studios, up here with Frank and Susan, who are both accomplished artists and now run the cafe and gallery where they showcase their gorgeous work up here. So just, again, another brilliant business that adds to the gorgeous fabric that we have.
I see they're open 7 days a week as well. So for people who are working full time, they can get out to Beach Forest on the weekend.
They can. So they're open from 11 to 4, 7 days a week. So on a rainy day, come up just for that 30-minute drive. It's stunning through the gorgeous magical tree ferns. They've even got a little fairy garden here. And Frank and Susan make some absolutely tasty treats. They've even got hot soups on this week. So during those colder months when you're not too sure what to do, get up here and have your culture broadened. They even have little watercolour art classes going at the moment. So Frank, whose paintings have been showcased around the globe, will be able to give you some personalised watercolour lessons. So maybe something for you, Lippy, to get up here and do.
No, absolutely.
How cool is that? And maybe for me, I'll be heading to the beachy pub, Georgia. Now, Beach Forest, a beautiful town. We are the Chamber of Commerce, or well, you are the
That's
Chamber
right.
of Commerce, so we do have to talk a little bit of budget and money. We're going to try and pizzazz it up a little bit with a bit of this. Of course, the Apprentice intro, I think, or I was thinking maybe a bit of Jerry Maguire.
Show me the money!
Tom Cruise, Georgia, it is budget time, obviously. Tuesday night it was announced, the federal one, and we've got the state one next week. What can you tell us about the budget?
That's right. Well, look, we sat in on ANZ's budget briefing, and we're lucky enough to get one of our questions answered by ANZ Chief Economist Richard Yatsenga. And the question was specifically how, you know, small business fared. Look, he said that small business itself hasn't fared too bad, you know, all things considered, throughout the pandemic itself, but also through the actual budget. SMEs will benefit from the extended tax incentives, such as the instant asset write-off. So if you think that your business needs a Harley, maybe go check with your accountant to see if you can slip that one through. The budget also includes about $16 billion in tax cuts for small and medium-sized businesses by 2023-24, and that includes a reduced tax rate for SMEs from 30% to 25% from July 1st. And also those incentives in the forms of wage subsidies to help employers take on apprentices are also extended as well. But no joy from the international borders piece. We all expected that they'd have to stay closed for a little bit longer. Mm. So those tourism operators will be obviously disappointed.
Yeah,
so there. But stay tuned. There may be some other sort of support for them, but we don't know at the moment.
Yeah, so the next Chamber event, I'm sure you're very busily planning away. Tax Tacos Tequila is what I'm hearing. Is this what we're going
tax,
with?
Tax Tacos Tequila sounds awesome, Georgia.
If that's the case, all of 3CS will be attending.
You know what, even if you get rid of one of those teas, Tax, I'm still happy to come to Tacos and Tequila.
Yeah.
Look, I haven't run that one past the board yet, okay? That's just our secret. Don't tell anyone.
You're the CEO. So we'll use your power.
Okay. I'll go all Donald Trump on them.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Hey, Georgia Theodoros, the CEO of Colac Chamber of Commerce. We wait with bated breath for the tax, tacos and tequila. Thanks so much for joining us on the run home this afternoon.
Thank you, guys, and see you up here at Artreach.